We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The song right here, stand up and be counted.
For what you are about to receive.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this 15th day of December, 2013. Oh yes, the year is very old, has a big long white beard. As we prepare to go out with the old, in with the new, 2014, ladies and gentlemen. And as Matt Drudge said about a year ago on his Twitter feed, 2014 is everything. And I already knew that and had thought about that, but in the last year, I think about that tweet almost every day because I realized that 2014, to a great extent, will probably be the most important year in our lifetimes. Not just for this country, but every other nation. All of the dots are connecting. Everything is intersecting in 2014. That doesn't mean things won't be a lot crazier, for better and worse, after that. But the set of things, the way it's going to go, so much of it is 2014. Liken it like the Bible does to bringing up a child and then releasing them into the world, like drawing an arrow back on your bow and then releasing. And then once you've released, it's out of your hands to a great extent when the child's 16, 17, 18 years old. It's the same thing. So much of what we've seen is the pulling back of the arrow and the different forces battling for where that arrow is going to go. And now it's up. And the forces are all engaged, and 2014 is the release of the arrow. That's the best way that I can describe 2014. It is a momentous year. We've seen incredible things happen the last year. You notice there's a quickening politically. This happens historically at the bottom of a decadent cycle. You add into that the singularity and high-tech changes and the acceleration of knowledge, but also the acceleration of decadence. Just all these tidal forces of nature are colliding in together right now, and I don't want to hear anybody say that they are bored. Now, obviously, we've got a lot of news that I want to cover here, but I went and saw The Hobbit 2, The Desolation of Smaug. It was an excellent film, very entertaining, good for kids as well as adults. Not as good as the first Lord of the Rings, which is one of the best action-adventure sword and sorcerer films ever, but it was definitely excellent. Smaug made the movie. Peter O'Toole, by the way, died today. We're going to be talking about that great Shakespearean actor. Just watched him about 3 weeks ago with my children that we watched over at my parents' house one night, Lawrence of Arabia. Very well done, accurate historical film. To understand the entire Middle East today, you need to watch that movie. He died. We're going to talk about that. China lands a jade rabbit robot rover on the moon. But I saw an ad for a new Matthew McConaughey movie coming out, the same guy that put out the last Batman, called Interstellar. And I went and looked up the secretive synopsis on it. But I was sitting there next to Rob Dube. I wanted Rob doing my dad and my son and his kids. And I looked at him and said, that's how we should brand what we're doing to get the message across, to keep humanity moving forward. The intro to the Interstellar trailer. They're not paying me to plug this. I was going to do this tomorrow. I'm going to do it today. Guys, go grab the new Interstellar trailer. It just came out yesterday. I looked last night online. It just came out yesterday. I saw it in theaters. First day it was out. And we're going to play that because it really lays it all on the table. Coming up, it's a big broadcast. I'm Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here to tell you.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 15th day of December 2013 on this live Sunday worldwide broadcast. We're going to have open phones later in the hour into the second hour. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can follow yours truly on Twitter at RealAlexJones. Where to begin? There is so much to go over today, just masses of incredibly important news, and we will cover it all. But first off, I want to just mention some of the headlines that are up on Infowars.com. Media works to keep mass murder shooters' profiles secret. Again, media is working very hard to keep mass shooters' profiles a secret. We have put together, that just was published minutes ago, a breakdown of some of the modern mass shooters, detailing the fact that across the board they're Democrats, and then they share with that being Satanist or occultist, and being on psychotropic drugs and being obsessed with shoot 'em up games. You want to profile somebody? It's that. Also, we're going to get into the Trans-Pacific Partnership that's bigger than NAFTA and GATT, bigger and more dangerous than Obamacare, is what the editor of the New American Magazine, William F. Jasper, says, and I agree with him. We're going to be breaking all of that down. I want to take you now from Infowars.com to DrudgeReport.com. I hadn't looked at Drudge in the last couple hours. I printed articles off there hours ago. I got here about 3 hours ago, and then I was already deciding what I was going to cover first, what was most important. And when I got to the site, lo and behold, Drudge also had separately thought that that was most important and had it as his top story. Obamacare exchange mistakenly debits bank accounts. And if you click on that, that is being reported by major television stations across the country from Seattle to other areas. KGW. Reports of erroneous Washington Health Exchange debits. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to explain something to you. If you go back, and I don't have the crew or the staff to do this, many of you listen to every show or listen routinely, you know we've done countless reports on this in the last 4 years, warning you, reading the bill. You know in the last few months I've told you Obamacare is designed to fail. The site is being used to get your personal data, to debit your bank accounts, and to take your tax refund and to garnish your wages. They didn't hire 17,000 new IRS agents in the bill to debit your bank accounts and your wages for nothing. And you're like, but Obama promised they wouldn't do that. If Obama says zig, you zag. If Obama says up, you go down. If he says left, you go right. I don't know how else to explain this to people. And folks wonder, you know, how we know all this stuff. I'm obsessed with this, how the world works. Not with football. Not with how to act cool. And I'm not putting you down if that's what you're into. You know all about football scores that can impress your buddies watching ESPN together while you get drunk. That's not going to make you successful in life. If you like to do it a few hours a week, I think that's healthy. If you do it more than that, you're mentally ill. And that's why I'm so mad at all this entertainment and Kanye West and Justin Bieber Snap or whatever his name is. All these people is because it steals everyone's future. We don't look to the stars. We don't admire trailblazers or scientists or researchers or firemen that go into a house and save a kid and get hurt. We admire and hold up as a sick society gladiators, and that's what you do in every culture that's getting ready to collapse. Every indicator is there. So that's why I talk about that so much. I saw a report yesterday, Saturday, that had been on the InfoWars Nightly News that David Knight hosted. Weeknight, 7 o'clock, and I'd missed that TV show. I usually get home and watch it, or after it's live at 7, I'll catch it later after the kids go to bed at 9 or 10. We restream, or you can download it at InfoWarsNews.com, and I didn't watch it Friday, so I watched it yesterday. I watched the nightly news yesterday evening, and they came out with a company, Palantir, funded by the CIA, hooked into Google, PayPal. And it turned out in their internal documents, this came out in the Snowden documents, and David Knight in a five-minute report breaks it all down. There it is, a cover-up of PayPal's NSA involvement, and then it goes into the Palantir. And what is a Palantir? That's what you call a crystal ball in Lord of the Rings. For at least a decade, I have called the NSA Google system a Palantir. I probably done this 500 times or more. You can find countless videos where I liken the NSA to Mordor, to the Eye of Sauron. I told you they would use the Obamacare site to steal your bank accounts. It's now begun. Now, that's easy to know because I could read the legislation. This, I likened it to a crystal ball. Gandalf's talking to Saruman, the other wizard, and he says, you have one of these. These are dangerous. He goes, why should we be scared to use them? Because we don't know who else is looking. That's the thing. It's two-way. But when you use Google or any other Bing, any big Microsoft search engine, when you use that, it's looking back at you. And it knows everything you're looking at, everything you're doing. But it's tied in to billions of Palantirs around the world. You only have access to one Palantir. And you can do incredible things with a search engine. It is an NSA opt-in, get the mouse to jump on the mousetrap, get the bear to put his leg in it. I'm just telling you to be aware of this. And then it comes out that it gets leaked that they call it Prism and Palantir and liken it to a crystal ball that they're looking at you through and basically likening themselves to Sauron. I mean, I can look at what they're doing. It's Sauron-like. I call them Sauron for more than 10 years. Then we get documents. They're calling it the exact name of what I call it. And I don't know if the chicken or the egg came first. The point is, folks, I make mistakes in things because I'm doing so much. Nobody can get all this stuff perfect. But at a deep level, I know what I'm talking about. At a deep, deep, deep level. And I'm not bragging here. I'm just saying I know this stuff is shocking that we discuss here. But I've got the Palantir that God gave me. I don't need a Google system, even though I do use it. But I realize with great danger. I can see historically and currently and in the future politically. Don't need a magic carpet. Don't need a magic wand. I've got the electrochemical computer God gave me. Anybody, though, could see we're going into hardcore tyranny. I saw the head of PayPal in that same report. In fact, I want to cue this up later going on Charlie Rose. You should just trust the government and do whatever they say, like it was Britney Spears. Remember when she said, just do whatever the president tells you. Shut up and submit. That's the way of freedom. They say the same thing. Then they've got Meet the Press or one of those shows on with Hayden re-airing clips of it when I was in the coffee room earlier. And he's going, just trust us. Be adult about this and let us spy on everything you're doing. See, they've gone from, we promise we're not spying on you. Oh, you caught us. Just be adult. It's for your own safety. When we know they're predatory. It's amazing. All the big news coming up straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday worldwide transmission, the 15th. Hard to believe 2014 is about to be here. You blink more than once, 2013 will be gone. All right, I have masses of budget news, world news, gun news, military news, Pope Francis news. It goes on and on. But you have to understand, a lot of people are saying, how can the government pass a health care bill written mainly by foreign banks that own foreign offshore insurance companies to double, triple, quadruple premiums, lower quality of care, take the control from patients and doctors, set up death panels? It's all admitted to be accurate now. And then we just blame Obama for it, but he stays in office, and then the bill stays in place. And Republican leaders like Boehner and others, John Boehner, do not want to reverse it. Because the same special interests that finance them finance the Democratic leadership. You've got the Republican and Democratic leadership coming after the real organic grassroots Tea Party, trying to destroy them, and saying, oh, they're discredited, they're bad, but they're blocking progress, while George Herbert Walker Bush's grandson, I'm going to cover this later, in Texas, running for state government, land commissioner, George P. Bush, says he's a Ted Cruz Tea Party person and doesn't like the New World Order. Isn't that just special? Do you believe any of that? The point here is that we are the opposition to this takeover. The real libertarian constitutionalist. We are the majority of thinking people. And that's why Republican and Democratic leadership want to bring in another 30 million illegal aliens, give them driver's licenses, give them government welfare, and say your job is to vote how we say if you want a free ride. That's the social engineering plan. And if they get that, it's game over. Quite frankly, if we could get 30 million illegals in here, get them to be patriots and own guns and promote free market, I'd say do it. We need more workers in this country to compete. The problem is it's a death sentence to this nation if they basically follow a socialist collectivist ideology, and almost all the illegals do, because they get a free paycheck. They go out and work, by the way, 15 hours a day. They just get under another name, another paycheck. That's on record. The government set it up that way. And if they get this, folks, it's game over. They will collectivize this country and the offshore corporations that run it, the corporatists. Lou Rockwell has an article out today explaining that. So does Slate Magazine. Here it is. 2016 looks disturbingly good for the corporate estate with Hillary and Chris Christie, who are identical in policies. Just one looks like Jabba the Hutt, the other the Wicked Witch of the West rear end. And the issue here is, folks are either going to figure out what's going on in this society and stop letting the establishment lead us around by the nose, or it's over. Now, getting back to this Rubicon point, crossing this threshold, that's how tyranny works. Like a parrot before it steps on a branch will test the perch. They're testing if we'll put up with them taking our guns. They're testing on MSNBC nudging, hey, your kids belong to the state. They're testing setting up highway checkpoints and TSA infesting the airports with all this security theater while Al-Qaeda is run by our government in Syria and Libya worldwide, and they're giving them control of the whole world, basically, and Africa. I mean, it's just incredible. And if they can get away with, oh, the exchange is screwed up, 100 million people tried to sign up but couldn't, but we got your data, and we found out who doesn't have insurance, that 50-something million. And now we know who to go after your wages that you don't have it. They were identifying you. That's what it was meant to do. And then wreck the old healthcare system. And the architect of it, Rahm Emanuel's brother, Dr. Ezekiel, we played that clip probably 30 times. I'm not going to play it again. Said on Fox News Sunday 2 months ago that it's meant to wreck the healthcare system. Exactly what we told you. They've done this in other countries over and over again. It's like I have a TiVo, and I'm rewinding the Monday Night Football from last week, and I've already seen the play five times, and I'm telling you what's going to happen. You're like, oh, yeah, right, conspiracy theorist. They do the same thing in country after country. It's like instant replay. I mean, this is not my opinion, folks. You can differ on my interpretation of the data, but, man, it is naked. It's not hidden. Big corporate interests like to wreck countries and consolidate power. They're not free market. And they're the enemy of real free market and the enemy of prosperity. And, man, if we don't get that, folks, we're done. We are done. Done, done, done. And, by the way, I was told this, and it was even sent copies weeks ago, but it was so bombshell. I said on air, I guarantee you they're already taking people's bank accounts. We were already getting listeners sending us stuff and saying, and the bank tells them it's a mistake, and, oh, you'll get it back, but then they don't. So I'm going to go ahead now and go back over all those emails we've gotten the last couple weeks, and now I'll authorize Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Adon Salazar, and all the rest of our writers, Mikhail Thalen, Anthony Gucciardi, Kit Daniels. I will now authorize them to go ahead and go with that. It's just that we weren't sure if it was mistakes or not, but now it's clearly not mistakes. They're doing it all over the country, and we predicted they would. I mean, here it is out of KGW.com, mainstream news, Washington State. This is what they do, folks, and people are now having telemarketers call them all over the country that have been on this, and people are now getting swindled, of course. Of course, because it's a test. They can say, oh, it's broken, but keep shining up. And then they can have, you know, the Maroon 5 or whatever that idiot group is, you know, have that guy come out the sexiest trendy, according to trendy publications, and say, I'm for Obamacare, so all the idiots go and try to sign up. I mean, this is really a joke, folks. This is all part of exploiting people. It's like Kanye West comes out with a $130 shirt that costs $3 from Hanes and says, I'm going to show what idiots my people are and my power. They're going to pay $130 for it, and they go out and buy it. I mean, it's all about betraying you. It's all about screwing you. It's all about making a joke and pimping you and gaming you and jacking you up.
It was $800 in the negative.
The first thing I thought was I got screwed.
Last October, the Bruners enrolled for insurance on the Washington Health Plan Finder website. They say they selected the bill pay date to be December 24th, but instead, the Health Plan Finder drafted the $835 premium today.
You know, big knot in my gut because, you know.
And by the way, folks, it's happening. It's happening through the Obamacare system as well. We're going to have that out tomorrow. But the point here is that they're seeing what you'll put up with right now. And if you act like sheep and roll over and act powerless and don't take action in different ways, speaking out against it, filing lawsuits, whatever the case is, demanding states nullify it, demand Congress repeal it. I mean, you'd think this is the most unpopular bill, an unpopular law in the last 100 years. No one denies that. It's down to less than 10% support. Congress has a 6% approval rating, and they won't repeal it. They're walking all over us. Well, our boots are made for walking on them. We're going to come back and get to the Newtown anniversary and the fear-mongering and demonization of the Second Amendment and the real profile of these mass shooters that the establishment state-run media does not want you to know. The article's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Media works to keep mass shooters' profiles secret.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-633-6799. 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Humanity's ultimate destiny. That's up to us individually, because our individual actions and dreams will lead the future course of this species. The globalists want to seize control of that individual North Star with propaganda, and direct humanity, and the direction they want to direct us is towards being dumbed down biological servants, biological androids. I'm here calling for the robot zombie rebellion so that humanity actually acts like we were built in the image of our creator and not in the image as the fallen New World Order would have us. All right, let me get into all this news because I want to have open phones coming up in the second hour today. The top story up on Infowars.com has the headline, Media Works to Keep Mass Shooter Profiles Secret. Democratic socialist and occultist make up majority of mass shooters. Now, before I get into that article and give you some of the background and the history, here's the Washington Post from yesterday. Obama marks Newtown anniversary with call for action on gun control. And, of course, that was on Friday that they marked the anniversary of the tragic event. But statistically, they didn't mark 300-plus people killed last year from WASP in the U.S., 200-plus from honeybees. They didn't dramatize that and create all the fear. No, they did it with Newtown and said, come on, ban your guns, turn your guns in. You're guilty, gun owners, for not turning your guns in. It's your fault collectively. Meanwhile, our government is funding al-Qaeda in Libya, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan. You're like, we're fighting them in Afghanistan. They're also funding them. You've got to have an excuse to be there. They're funding them in Egypt, giving them weapons, giving them TOW missiles, anti-tank missiles, giving them surface-to-air missiles to shoot down airliners if they choose. It's okay to give known al-Qaeda with al-Nusra, al-Qaeda flags, surface-to-air missiles that blow up helicopters and passenger jetliners, but you can't have a gun, even though the FBI's own numbers from 1992 to 2002, and then right through 2011, the latest numbers we have, shows a 61% overall gun crime drop. Injuries are down 51% from firearms and firearm-related crimes. Look it up. Those numbers all came out this year. They always come out a couple years late. People say, well, you're plugging the FBI, you say, is corrupt. No, elements of it are corrupt. Modern statistics are based on J. Edgar Hoover, who was a statistician back in the 20s, who created the FBI, and they get local numbers that aren't perfect, but are as good as they get. And by the way, since 2007, 2011, the drop that's been going on since 92 accelerated. Don't believe me, just type in gun crime drops, but public thinks there's more gun crime, you'll get LA Times. I forget the exact headline, but it's like, as gun crime drops, perception is crime is up, or gun crime is up. But that's because the media is brainwashing people. I mean, every cop show I see, every drama, every show, the cops find some child molester or drug dealer or horrible person, and then, oh, they have a gun, they go to jail for that. Well, yeah, because they have a gun in the commission of a crime, not because they have a gun. But, ooh, you got a gun, you're going down. People see that and believe guns are illegal. There's the LA Times. Gun crime has plunged, but Americans think it's up, says study. May 2013, May 7th. Boom. See, I got the headline almost exactly right. 51% drop in guns in the commission of crimes that were there's injuries. 60-plus percent in overall gun crime being down. But you'd watch the news, folks, and you'd think there were gun owners swinging from chandeliers killing everyone. The truth is the mass shooters all pick victim disarmament zones, federal buildings, military bases where they don't let troops have guns. They don't trust them. Public schools, disarmed colleges, airports. This is where, in literally 90-plus percent of the cases, they are Democrat, socialist, devil worshippers who are also into video games, shoot-em-up games, and on drugs. Not a good mix. You know, if I lived next to devil worshippers and they told me they were devil worshippers and were strutting in and out of their house with guns, I would move. I would move. I've had bad neighbors before. Not like that, but I've had bad neighbors before. I didn't even have a cat, and this woman would come over. I lived over in South Austin. She'd say, your cat is going to the bathroom in my flower bed. And I'm going to basically call CPS on you, on your kids, if you don't clean it up. And I'd say, call CPS. What's that have to do with the cat? Just watch your butt, buddy. And I submitted to her. I said, it's not mine, but I'm going to submit to you just as a smart way. No one to hold them, no one to fold them. I would go and remove it when I put the for sale sign up. Didn't have a cat and would just look at this old demonic woman who told me, I hate your show. I hate you. Some kind of socialist. And I took the high road because I couldn't move out. I didn't want to deal with the false charges. She wanted petty power. And usually I'll fight back against anybody. But sometimes you have to learn to submit. And I would go and wash her feet, basically, Christ-like, clean up, I don't know, probably 10 times. She'd come over and tell my wife, come clean up your cat's crap. She'd go, we don't have a cat. You liar. You liar. You know all those mentally ill people. That's why I now live on 9 acres and talk to no one. But they want to get rid of that. They want to have me right next to people in cookie cutters, next to all the screwed up scum they've created. Side issue, excuse me. Now, that's a true story, by the way. That's a true story I just told you. This creepy woman, man, and her state employee husband. They were like 75, but he still worked for the state. And I mean, boy, they said, you're the Alex Jones on TV and radio? And then you started making crap up. We lived there about a year before they figured out who I was. And boy, when that happened, living hell began. They were going to make me the bad man. They were going to demonize me. They were going to do I'd look through the fence and see them looking at me. But I'd be in the backyard playing with my kids. Total creep bags. And of course, they were state employees. But side issue. Let me get back into this stuff I was talking about here with you. I'm not saying all state employees are bad. A lot of them are listeners. You know what I'm talking about. Point is, they were state employees. He was retired. He wasn't. He was with the highway department. They might be listening if they're not dead yet. That was about 6-7 years ago. So Obama makes his remarks. And then here it is, ladies and gentlemen. We have the article right here. Media works to keep mass shooters' profiles secret. An undeniable pattern has continued to emerge in light of mass shootings, despite the media's attempt to avoid connecting the dots. In the wake of recent high-profile shootings, the media can almost immediately be seen attempting to link deranged shooters with political right. As facts come in, the desire to connect shooters to the political ideologies quickly erodes as the same antidepressant talking left-wing occultist profile emerges. The 2011 Arizona shooter, registered Democrat, devil worshiper with a satanic shrine in his backyard on psychotropic drugs, boom, dressed like the Grim Reaper. And I'm not knocking goths because most goths are nice people. But, I mean, it is a subgroup of goths that are into this. Despite every one of them is a goth. Harris Klebold, Kip Kinkle, Adam Lanza. It's just about 90% of the time they're a goth. Despite initial reports attempting to paint the same picture, information now shows that last week's shooter in Colorado, Carl Halverson, was a devoted Democrat socialist. And, of course, we'll tell you the rest when we come back.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing 6 of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like
stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GemStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GemStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're opening the phones up in the next hour. I'd love to hear from you, first-time callers, yet again, on any subject you want to discuss. As long as you got a good telephone, we're not going to screen your call, as long as it sounds bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and crackly. No, I'm joking. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. If you disagree with me and love tyranny, you're welcome to the front of the line as well. 877-789-2539. We have a lot of original, amazing callers. We have a lot of really idiot callers who sound like they're drinking cough syrup. We have a lot of in-between callers because we don't screen your calls. So, again, that number, 877-789-2539. Now, some days I say I want to hear from firefighters on this subject or active duty, or I want to hear from doctors on Obamacare or nurses, or I want to hear from the visually impaired about a piece of legislation. Then we screen calls by topic. But other times, I'd say 95% of the time, we don't screen your calls. So I want to hear from you coming up in the next hour. So you've got 50-plus percent drop in guns being used in crimes violently. You've got 60-plus percent drop in guns being used in crime, period. We showed those numbers. If you're a radio listener, you can watch at Infowars.com/show. Actually see the feed and see all the graphs and documents we're showing you. And then, meanwhile, I saw an article by Kurt Nemo, and then I followed it over to the Denver Post. And then I learned that they later removed it out of their article, and the police removed it. Colorado shooter, opinionated socialist, and Keynesian. That means centralized economic planner who claims they're free market but isn't. Where the government basically controls the economy. But don't expect Mark Potok at MSNBC to talk about how yet another, quote, devout socialist democratic liberal who didn't like people debating with him. It turns out, this is out today, conservatives on the speech team, he wanted to shoot the conservatives. We've now confirmed there were conservatives on the team. I did this right before the show. I should have called Watson or Thalen or Nemo or somebody that's working on the weekend. Because I just forgot, even before the show, it actually showed the teacher and the librarian and the students he wanted to go after. And I went and looked and searched their names. This is breaking for media out there. And guess what? They were Republicans and libertarians. So a devoted socialist Democrat wanted to shotgun Republicans and libertarians. Now, by the time MSNBC's done, they'll say an Alex Jones listener, that's what they usually say, literally, you've heard them, you know, tried to kill precious godlike Democrats. And again, I'm not even a Democrat or a Republican. I'm a constitutionalist. But the Republicans at least pay lip service to the Republic. Democrats openly want to get rid of it. So I forgot that little tidbit in research. He was going to kill people for their speech. And, of course, you know what a communist is. A socialist that's willing to pick up an AK-47 and go after their political enemies. That's all they are. That's what it always turns into. So the real story is Democratic socialists wanted to kill people for their speech. Wow, there's the headline. Because it says he was mad about a disagreement with people in speech class, and then I went and looked up who he wanted to kill. Too bad he only got to fire shotgun pellets into him like a good commie. He didn't know he should have had slugs or double-lock buck. Thank God these people can't shoot straight. And he wanted to go kill conservatives, the picture is emerging. That's the problem as a news hound, obsessed with this 7 days a week, literally every waking moment. I could be bouncing one of my daughters on my knee when they were little. I'd be sitting there reading an article. I can't help it. You're either in the game or you're not. And I just remembered that, I discovered by off the names of who he wanted to kill that there are Republicans and libertarians. And then it says he wanted to kill the people that disagreed with him. He's a Democrat socialist. He wants to kill them. You think that's newsworthy? Democrats are now trying to kill people they disagree with. And he probably thought, oh, good, and I'll use a gun. They'll take guns while I'm at it. That's how I win the debate. I'll just do this. This is what I'm talking about. This is why, in fact, I got to call my writers right now. Folks, I know it's plugged in out there. Bring me my phone. I got to call Watson. I know it's like 12 o'clock at night over in England or 11 o'clock at night. Or I got to call Gucciardi or I got to call Mikhail Thalen, or I got to call Kurt Nemo because literally this is international news. Kit Daniels is here. Kit, listen, I went and searched the name of the librarian and the name of the people. You can go find the speech team. And I did it right before air and then got distracted with other stuff and some management stuff I was doing here about the launch of the new TV show and stuff. And I forgot because I was meeting with dude. If you go search the debate team at that school and the name of the librarian and the teacher in them, I found the folks on there as they were having socialist versus conservative debates. It says in the article, in fact, let me give you the article right here. You find it right here. That, where is it? That he wanted to, it's the picture with the young woman. Here it is. This is out of a Wall Street Journal. That he wanted to go after them because of the speech debate. We've got them. This is literally hardcore commies trying to kill people they disagree with. And that's the revolutionary struggle. That's what they're going to do as soon as they get our guns. The cowards can take us out one by one. Oh, here it is. Walmart employee arrested for shooting co-worker's car over awards. See, it's all about getting. That's why we need our guns, is to protect ourselves from these scumbags. So listen, here's the stack of articles. I know you've been working already all day. Or when'd you come in? Why are you here? Oh, good job. Well, listen, I don't want to give you this assignment. He's already worked 5 days this week. I know you're not a commie. You like to work. Do you want to do this, or should I call somebody else? You want to look into it? I mean, you can just go with the headline, Democrat-targeted conservatives on speech team you disagree with, something like that. I'm telling you, I found it. I went and found it. And then he said he wanted to go after people on the speech team, so here it is. It's pretty big. But listen, there's no pressure. I will literally call one of the other guys that wants to do it. You want to do it? Oh, you're working on a magazine article. What's the magazine article about? Obama being a dictator, yeah. All right, well, don't worry about it then. I'll take care of it. We'll just think about it and we'll see what happens. Doesn't matter. A lot of media is listening already. All I care about is the story gets out. Thank you very much. All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I'd forgotten about that. A lot of times I'll think of something, and then when I get back to the stack later or after the show, I get so mad because I've got all these stacks. Document cam, please, from the high shot for TV viewers. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 stacks of news here, and I've covered two stacks of 16. And if you want to know why I'm so angry and wound up, ladies and gentlemen, I do all this research, and then I get in here, and I'm pretty angry. You know, I'm pretty angry that 4 hours ago I was reading that this person was a Democrat that wanted to kill the conservatives on the debate team. And that's buried in the news article, and it should be international headlines. Meanwhile, gun owners, you and I, the bedrock of this country, one of the few countries where people haven't been disarmed, we're being blamed for another school shooting. And it's not like it's just this one dirtbag. Almost every time, whether it's Son of Sam or Kip Kinkle or Harrison Kleibold, 5 miles from this latest shooting, or Adam Lanza, it's devil-worshipping goths on serotonin reuptake inhibitors that play shoot-em-up games, that love the Democratic Party when they're not out at their satanic coven. And, listen, can I have guns to protect myself from the devil worshippers, from the socialists, from the commies? I mean, the commies killed over 200 million people in the last century. The fascists only killed like 50 million of the 260-plus million the University of Hawaii put out in a democide report 2 years ago. Of the 260-plus non-military combatants killed, men, women, and children, you name it, by government, 206 million, were killed by commies! Communists are the enemy. Communists are the problem. Communists are the issue. And I'm sick of them. I'm tired of them. And you're not going to get my guns, you trash. Get that through your walnut brain. I am sick of it. I'm a liberal like Thomas Jefferson. I want property rights, family rights, gun rights, religious rights. You can do whatever you want as long as it doesn't hurt somebody else. I want drugs decriminalized. If you want to come here on a worker visa and you've got skills like Switzerland, come on in here. You don't have skills and you want to come vote to take my guns, go straight to hell. That's what I'm for. I'm for free association and freedom and not being a slave. And government takes one way or another 60%+ of what I make, state, federal, local, and I think I'm paying enough. I think 60-something percent's enough. We don't need 100% taxation like France has got to abolish the middle class. Man, I just got wound up. Coming up, we've got my review of Interstellar. Long before it comes out, I'm going to give my take on interstellar travel, and because I saw the trailer and it evokes the archetype of everything I stand for. And then we're going to get into a new drug that's basically a methamphetamine they're trying to push on workers in America. We've got a bunch of other news on the war, the economy, oh bozo care, oh rape care. It's all up on Infowars.com. Your phone calls and so much more. Straight ahead, the second hour. What can you do? You can speak up. You can say no. Don't bend over. Don't lay down. A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. What will a nation of patriots be ruled by? Liberty and justice. Tell your friends and family. Tune in now to the AM and FM stations you're listening to. Tune in now to the second hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.